From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Malcolm Brown. There have been strong reactions to a visit by Japan's Prime Minister to a controversial shrine honoring the country's war dead. Shinzo Abe became the first serving Prime Minister in 7 years to visit the Yasukuni Shrine. China and South Korea both issued strong statements of condemnation. The US, a Japanese ally, is expressing disappointment and warning that the visit will exacerbate tensions in the region. An American captured over 2 years ago by Al-Qaeda has appeared in a new video appealing for Washington to negotiate his release. Warren Weinstein was working as a contractor for the US government when he was kidnapped in Pakistan back in 2011. Bearded and wearing a grey tracksuit, the aging prisoner said that captivity had taken its toll.
9 years ago, I came to Pakistan to help my government. And I did so at a time when most Americans would not come here. And now, when I need my government, it seems that I have been totally abandoned.
Yasser Arafat died of natural causes and not poisoning, according to Russian experts. The findings run counter to those of a Swiss lab, which provided some backing for the theory that the late Palestinian leader was killed using the deadly radioactive element polonium-210. The government of Pakistan is condemning an alleged US drone strike carried out in North Waziristan, which killed 4 people, according to local press reports. It's the first strike there in nearly a month. And there's fresh confusion or new opportunity, depending on your perspective, for Americans trying to sign up for healthcare insurance. Facing political backlash for the rocky rollout of his signature plan, President Obama has authorized yet another deadline delay. From Washington, D.C., Alice Olstein has more.
This Monday was supposed to be the final deadline for registering for a 2014 health plan under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. But on Christmas Eve, the Obama administration said those who have been stymied by heavy web traffic, periodic website shutdowns, and other issues with healthcare.gov can call in and petition for an extension. This special enrollment period is just one more in a series of last-minute changes and delays. Despite concerns that many may not get the insurance they need by the January 1st launch date, the administration is optimistic. They reported that a record-breaking 2 million people visited healthcare.gov on Monday, with an additional 250,000 calling in. But the White House has not announced how many have successfully signed up for coverage nationwide. In Washington, I'm Alice Olstein.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. An ice storm continues to affect the northeastern United States and parts of Canada, where thousands of people remain without power. Crews are working to restore electricity, but are warning that may not happen before Saturday. Nina Maria Potts reports.
At least 27 deaths in the region have been linked to the ice storm, most caused by apparent carbon monoxide poisoning with people using gas generators, after homes and businesses in parts of the central and northeastern United States and Canada were thrown into darkness. Many are still without power. The entire region is under a cold alert, with temperatures still below freezing. Some U.S. states kept emergency shelters open for people without power. In Canada, tens of thousands of people have been warned they may not have electricity restored to them until Saturday, while meteorologists are warning the extreme weather could last a few days yet. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
Meanwhile, delivery companies in the U.S. are playing catch-up. Shipping giants UPS and Federal Express say they weren't able to deliver some holiday packages on time due to high volume and bad weather in parts of the country. Mary McCarthy reports.
Christmas is over, but the presents have not yet arrived for some Americans as United Parcel Service and Federal Express rushed to deliver packages that were supposed to arrive on time for the holiday. UPS said the volume of airmail packages exceeded the capacity of its network in the lead-up to Christmas this year. Much of the demand came from online retailer Amazon.com, which said that customers should receive their orders by Friday and that those with delivery guarantees will get refunds. Meanwhile, FedEx says it handled some 275 million shipments between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It has not given numbers on how many deliveries are arriving late, but did allow some customers to pick up packages at local offices on Christmas Day. In Denver, I'm Mary McCarthy.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Malcolm Brown reporting.